Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Munson here again from Astrology Boo with the astrology readings for April 2014. If you are an Aries or someone close to you is an Aries, listen up because this is the forecast for the month ahead.
Hey Aries, happy birthday for the month ahead. Now, if you are like a typical Aries, you're probably wondering why everyone just seems to be getting on your nerves at the moment. It's been quite a testing time and you've got another month of really working through your relationships with people. Things are a little bit touchy and you don't suffer fools gladly at the best of times. But right now you're really having to bite your tongue. And we start the month on the new moon in Aries, which is making everything just that little bit more, fight or flight. You want to have, you're really spoiling for a fight at the moment.
Typical fieriness.
And it's, yeah, the fieriness needs an escape. My recommendation would be to put your mind to good use, get used with all those hobbies, you know, really, really work on it because the new moon on the 29th of April, right at the end of the month, is your opportunity to create some money-making avenues and revenues, opportunities for you to get your money out. So get creative during this month because it is a firecracker of a month and lots
Excellent.
Of motivation.
Happy birthday, Aries. Now, let's chop and change it a bit now. Earth signs, the first of which we're going to look at is Taurus.
Well, it's an interesting one because you're really excited in private at the moment, which sounds a bit naughty and
a little bit
rude. But what's going on is that you've been quite serious about your emotions and you've been thinking things through, you've been mulling it over, you've been a little bit quiet and a little bit private. And yeah, that is the theme for this month ahead. However, right at the end of the month, you're getting ready to make your big reveal, and when you've got the new moon right at the end on the 29th, you are ready to show the world who you are again. So I would suggest you spend this month really working out what's going on. There's some delicious love things just brewing and bubbling in the background, so hold strong.
Have a good month, Taurus. On
yes.
Now to the first of the air signs we're looking at for April 2014, and it's those Geminians.
Gemini. Well, you're not having as dramatic a month as most others. Your ruling planet is in the 10th and the 11th house, which shows a lot of fun, actually. You can spend a lot of time communicating with people and just generally goofing off. Jupiter in 2nd house and Pluto in the 8th shows that there is money available to you. In fact, you're able to make money quite easily at the moment. And Mars in the 5th is showing that your creative side is really expressing itself right now. I would spend your month really concentrating on your friends and just, you know, spreading your networks as far and wide as you can.
Nice one, Gemini. Okay, first of the waters for 2014, those lovely, delightful Cancerian people. How's the month looking for them?
Yes, Cancer, this is a huge month for you. There's a lot going on at home and in your areas of achievement. So your ideas on what it means to be a successful person are really being challenged and you're questioning a lot of things. You've got Jupiter going through your first house. It's direct now, which is making you feel quite lucky. And Pluto going through your seventh, it's just transforming all your relationships with people. You're able to feel and connect at a much deeper level these days, which is a great thing. The lunar eclipse on the 15th is a big one for you. And it's shaking things up at home and with your work.
So home is important to the Cancerian, of course, isn't it?
Very, very much so. But it's making you really question, what the nature of a home is, what kind of home you want, and you know, the answers that you get might surprise you. Towards the end of the month, you'll be feeling, you know, back on track. In fact, from the end of the month, the 29th or so, you're going to be ready to make more networks and to spread everything out wider and further afield.
Thank you on behalf of all Cancerians. Okay, back to the fire signs now, and the second of which would be
Leo.
I knew that.
Well, Leos, you're having an expanding time at the moment with the sun going through your ninth house and Uranus there. It's really showing that you're able to expand.
You found
your
a very
mind.
Nifty way of not saying the sun was going through Uranus there, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well done.
Uranus.
Didn't go unnoticed.
It's throwing things up in the air. Your mind is expanding at quite a rate of knots. And to be fair, you're really thinking about pastures new and getting itchy feet. You want to really spread your wings, not just your mind. You want to actually go exploring, and I think you should. With the third house, you've got Mars going through it at the moment. It's making communications in your neighbourhood a little bit a little bit tetchy, but it's also giving you motivation to be quite an active community member, which is pretty cool. And you've got Jupiter in the sixth house, which is making your work go pretty smoothly, and you're feeling quite optimistic about it. It's quite a nice time for you, Leos. And the lunar eclipse and then the solar eclipse by the end of the month, just really highlighting how your communication can lead you on to much better things.
Excellent. Okay, back down to earth with a bump maybe for Virgo.
There's some change going on for Virgos. The eighth house is where the sun is for Virgos this month, and you've got Uranus there, and the eighth house is the area where big, deep change and transformation is going on. So there's a lot of things brewing for Virgos. You've been thinking a lot about how you need to change your life and how you'd like to, how you want to throw it up in the air a bit. Mars going through your second is making things a little bit tight financially, and Jupiter in the 11th is really helping you to expand your networks. That's quite a good part of it. But your ruler, Mercury, is in your seventh house and into the eighth, which again is just highlighting the need for transformation. So I think you've got quite a thought-provoking month ahead. Critical times for you. The 15th is a time when you're really considering your resources and how easy it is for you to borrow money or get money from other people. And then by the end of the month, I just see you focusing fully on expanding your mind and broadening your horizons.
I don't know how she does this, folks, but if you want to find out more, go to astrologyboo.com. Okay, let's take a look at Libra now, second of the air signs in our forecast sweep for April 2014.
And Libra, yeah, you have a very interesting month ahead, especially seeing as you've got the lunar eclipse happening in your first house, which is happening mid-month. That's making things really highlight, you know, your relationship to yourself, who you think you are, how you are perceived in the world is really under close scrutiny by your nearest and dearest, but also yourselves. You are seeming a lot more tetchy than usual. With Mars going through your first house, you're a lot more dynamic, a lot more direct, which is really unusual for you diplomatic, charming people. The Sun and Uranus in the seventh house, again, is shifting your focus a little bit to relationships, but you're not just lying back and taking it. You've got a bit of fight in you, and you're expecting to not have quite so many expectations put on you. Others are really trying to pin you down, and you're not really happy about that. Venus is going into your fifth house and then into your sixth house this month, and that's going to be quite a fun time. There might be some opportunities for a bit of love at work.
Okay, for those stinging the tail Scorpios, your water signs.
Okay, well, this month your focus is really around how your day-to-day work and health just tick along. Now, what you may have realised is that recently you've wanted to shake your work up a little bit, and Uranus going through there and also having the Sun going through there this month is by no means turning that situation down. In fact, it's making it a lot more important to you that your work gets more exciting and that there's a lot more change and it becomes more authentic to you. You're a freedom fighter at the moment when it comes to work. And with Mars in your 12th as well, any hidden tensions and resentments that you've been holding towards your work colleagues, they're coming out. They're coming to the fore.
Watch those Scorpios in the workplace, everybody.
Saturn in the first house is making you more serious as well. So you are a force to be reckoned with right now, Scorpio.
Let's move on then to the Sagittarians in fire.
This is a very creative time for you, Sagittarians. With the Sun in your fifth house, you just want to give birth to all these new projects. Mars in your 11th, it's just making your networks and in-laws and stuff like that a little bit more interesting. Pluto in your second.
Interesting in-laws, now there's a thing.
They're more like outlaws right now.
Yeah.
With Mars going through there and going backwards, retrograde, tightening up for the grand square, there's a bit of a showdown situation possibly brewing for Sagittarians. Pluto in the second house and Jupiter in the 8th is creating some interesting dynamics with your money and how well resourced you are. So there are issues of resources, and hopefully your creativity can come in just in the nick of time, like a knight on a white stallion to bring in some more money. Who knows?
Very good. Okay, we return to Earth now with Capricorn. How's it looking for the goats for April 2014?
Well, April is a little bit of an extension of the whole year for Capricorn, to be fair. Capricorns, this year you've got itchy feet, and I see a house move brewing. You really need to shake things up at home. You need to move your home environment in some way, shape or form. Pluto going through the first is just making you...
But not all Capricorns all over the world have to move house this month.
No.
That could cause chaos.
No. Not this month. I mean, this is something that's going on the whole year, but this month it really
feels... domestic front.
Yeah, this month it feels very, very pertinent to you. With Pluto in your first, you're transforming at a rate of knots, and Mars in your 10th is making you very dynamic at work and a force to be reckoned with. Saturn in your 11th is meaning that you've got lots of great contacts around you that can also help and solidify these changes. I would look in your networks to find the ideas of where you might be happy in your home. Your networks could actually hold a key to you.
There you go, Capricorn, all right. Back up into the air. Aquarius. Oh, I always think it would be a water sign, but there you go. what's happening for Aquarius in April 2014?
You're quite communicative this month, and quite shocking with your communications, and that's good, that's fun, and you Aquarians are quite quirky, you quite enjoy it. With Mars in your 9th, you're exploring new ideas, but are slightly critical of them, so it's like this interest in exploring new ideas, and then a bit of a reticence about accepting them. So it's almost like a critical thinking thing is going on for you at the moment. With Pluto in your 12th, you're diving into your unconscious mind and realising all the old patterns that need to be released. And that's fine, that's okay for you, because you can see that the overall pattern is your general upliftment. So it's all good for you. And this month, you will get an opportunity to communicate to a much greater degree with the lunar eclipse from the 15th. And then by the time the end of the month comes around, you've got a really nice new start at home. So you're feeling a lot more comfortable in yourself. I think talking it out this month is the key.
Excrement. Okay, let's finish off with Pisces in the water signs.
Yeah, so Pisces, last but by no means least, although you are the last sign in the zodiac, so poor you.
Don't take it personally.
just to set off any latent victim complexes.
They can be a bit touchy though, can't they, the old Pisces?
They're very sensitive.
Sorry, that's what I meant, sensitive.
And this month is by no means any different. And there's a lot of sensitive things going on for you right now. In particular, you've got lots of fluctuations with your finances. And that does affect the way you feel about yourself. But with the sun going through your second house of finances this month, the focus will be on how to raise your own status, how to raise your own value. So I see a lot of redesigning yourself. On a really positive note, Venus is going into your first house from the 5th of this month. And that's going to raise your stakes emotionally and romantically. You'll be looking much better as well. You know, when the Venus goes through your first house, you tend to have this real surge in looking very attractive.
So, I always find that.
So this is a very good looking month for you, Pisces. Make the most of it, and hopefully it can raise your capital. All in all, not a bad month, quite a creative one. And by the end of the month, when the new moon in Taurus comes around, you'll be ready to release into the ether your new creative ideas. It's a good time.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Munson. That's the astrological forecast for April 2014 from Astrology Boo. If you'd like to find out more, go to astrologyboo.com, where you can get a personal reading if you like.